When Microsoft reached a $500 billion valuation in 2017, its balance sheet showed just $30 billion in physical assets. What explains this enormous gap? The answer lies in Microsoft's vast portfolio of intangible assets, software code, organizational systems, brand value, and human capital that traditional accounting struggles to measure. This phenomenon isn't unique to tech giants. It represents a fundamental economic transformation happening across developed economies. From Starbucks to Toyota, companies increasingly derive their value not from things you can touch, but from ideas, processes, and knowledge. This invisible revolution is reshaping our economic landscape in ways that challenge our traditional understanding of value, investment, and growth. Think about it. When was the last time you considered the value of Apple's design philosophy or Google's algorithms? These intangible assets drive enormous value, yet remain largely invisible on balance sheets. As our economy increasingly runs on ideas rather than physical stuff, understanding this shift becomes crucial for everyone from investors to policymakers. The implications touch everything from productivity measurement to competition policy to the very nature of economic inequality. For centuries, economic value was measured by counting physical things, from William the Conqueror's Domesday Book documenting mills and livestock to Stansted Airport's $1.5 billion valuation in 2013 based on terminals and equipment. But something profound has changed. Businesses now increasingly invest in intangible assets, proprietary software, patents, brands, designs, and organizational know-how. Netflix's recommendation algorithms and Starbucks operational systems exemplify valuable investments with no physical manifestation. Research confirms this shift is substantial and accelerating. In the US, UK, Sweden, and Finland, businesses now invest more in intangibles than physical assets. We've entered an era of capital without capital, where the most valuable business assets are ideas rather than things. Intangible investments differ from tangible ones in four crucial ways: scalability, sunkenness, spillovers, and synergies. Scalability means intangible assets can be used repeatedly in multiple places simultaneously. Starbucks Operating Manual, or the Angry Birds app, can be deployed across countless locations at minimal cost. This enables businesses to grow extremely large with minimal physical assets and transforms markets into winner-takes-all scenarios. Sunkenness refers to how intangible investments are harder to recover if a business fails. When a coffee chain goes bankrupt, its buildings can be sold, but its brand and specialized knowledge remain uniquely linked to their context, with no standardized markets, making them difficult to use as collateral. Spillovers occur when intangible investments benefit organizations beyond the investor. Ideas, being non-rival and difficult to contain, flow between organizations, creating property rights challenges that tangible assets don't face. Synergies emerge because ideas combine exceptionally well with other ideas. The microwave oven exemplifies this. Raytheon's cavity magnetrons, developed for WW2 radar, combined with kitchen appliance expertise, created a revolutionary product. As Matt Ridley notes, innovation happens when ideas have sex, creating incentives for openness. Even seemingly physical businesses have transformed through intangible investment. Modern gyms maintain similar equipment to their 1970s predecessors, but now depend on proprietary software, branding, standardized operations, and staff training. This innovation has created businesses like Les Mills International, which sells choreographed exercise programs globally with assets primarily in intellectual property. Supermarkets remain physically recognizable, but now operate on computerized inventory systems, complex pricing strategies, and management systems. Tech companies exemplify this trend most dramatically, with Apple's design and supply chain expertise representing massive intangible investments. Data confirms this shift. Intangible investments surpassed tangible investment in the United States by the mid-1990s and in the UK by the late 1990s. This rise stems from manufacturing productivity outpacing services, making intangibles relatively more expensive, while new technologies improve returns on intangible investments. Manufacturing has paradoxically become more intangible intensive, likely due to globalization. When competing with lower wage economies, developed countries specialize in manufacturing requiring significant intangible investments. Countries with stricter employment regulations tend to invest more in tangibles but less in intangibles, as businesses may prefer machines when managing staff is difficult. The rise of intangibles helps explain several puzzling economic phenomena, including secular stagnation, the persistence of low business investment despite favorable conditions. Since the financial crisis, investment has fallen dramatically despite historically low interest rates, while corporate profits have reached historic highs, particularly for top firms. The intangible economy offers several explanations. First, investment appears low because we're not measuring all intangible investments. While intangible investment now exceeds tangible investment in countries like the US and UK, much remains uncounted in national accounts. Second, intangible scalability allows leading firms to achieve enormous productivity with minimal capital, widening the gap between industry leaders and laggards. Data confirms productivity gaps have widened more in intangible-intensive industries. Third, poor productivity performance correlates with the slowdown in intangible investment growth since 2007. Before the Great Recession, countries experienced positive growth in both intangibles and productivity, but after 2008, nearly all shifted to negative or slower growth in both measures. Economic inequality has intensified since the 1980s. Income disparities have risen dramatically, wealth gaps have widened, and geographic divides between thriving cities and left-behind communities have become politically explosive. The intangible economy helps explain these patterns. The scalability and spillover characteristics of intangibles create a world where the best firms become highly productive while competitors fall behind. Superstars with valuable, scalable intangibles reap enormous rewards, either through ownership, tech billionaires, or special creative abilities like J.K. Rowling with Harry Potter. Certain employees become particularly valuable. Those combining cognitive skills with social abilities to appropriate spillovers and identify synergies between intangible assets. Intangible-intensive companies seek workers with both analytical and relationship-building capabilities. As businesses and workers cluster in diverse cities to exploit spillovers, regulatory barriers to construction drive housing prices up, enriching property owners while prices stagnate elsewhere. Intangibles also contribute to inequality of esteem, the social divide between cosmopolitan, educated liberals and more traditionalist populations. People scoring high on openness to experience tended to vote Remain in Brexit, while those scoring lower voted Leave, regardless of income. This psychological trait is particularly valuable in an economy that rewards connecting different ideas and people. As our economy transforms, we need new approaches to infrastructure, financing, and policy. Traditional infrastructure remains vital despite predictions of digital obsolescence, but the rise of intangibles shifts priorities towards systems that maximize spillovers and synergies, like affordable housing and innovation clusters and interaction spaces. Financial systems struggle with intangible assets. Banks can't easily lend against these sunk investments that can't be liquidated if businesses fail. Venture capital emerged as a solution, using equity stakes rather than debt, pursuing scalable successes, and employing sequential funding to address uncertainty. Policy must evolve to address five key challenges: establishing clear ownership rules for intangibles, creating conditions for synergies, restructuring financial markets, addressing fundamental underinvestment, and tackling resulting inequality. Understanding intangible assets is crucial for everyone, This isn't just an economic shift, it's reshaping how we work, live, and distribute wealth. By recognizing this invisible revolution, we can better adapt our institutions, policies, and personal strategies to thrive in this new landscape.